The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
الحمد لله another episode of to success and alhamdulillah today another unique and an amazing topic alhamdulillah here's a wajal which we'll be discussing with our panel today and that topic is Dawat-e-Islami around the world. No doubt Dawat-e-Islami is an international global organization that has mashallah reached many countries around the world inshallah, which we'll be hearing about how this journey began and where Dawat-e-Islami is today inshallah azza wa jal. So a very unique topic inshallah azza wa jal. But before we continue with the kalam and then go to our panel, we'll first of all go to our puzzle of the day. So please inshallah, let's go to the first segment, puzzle of the day inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Jee, that's the puzzle of the day inshallah. We've got our Maulana Bilal Shabir Madni Sahib, our Abdul Hanan Bhai, and today, mashallah, we've got our Harun Bhai who will be reciting Kalam. But before we begin the program, inshallah, Zawajal, Harun Bhai, Kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya حبيب الله چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ گئے ابر رحمت برستا نہیں دیکھ گئے ابر
پر سانے والے
پہچانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکانے چمکانے والے میں مجرم ہوا آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوا آقا میں مجرم ہوا آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو کے راستے میں ہے جاں بجا تھانے والے کے راستے میں ہے جاں بجا تھانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے موقع ہے او جانے والے ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے اب آئی شفاعت کی سا چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے ہزار نفس دوش بن ہے دو میں نا رضا نفس دوش بن ہے دو چندرانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چندرانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے.
MashaAllah, beautiful kalam by our Harun bhai, MashaAllah. I will now go to our panel, inshaAllah. First of all, our Maulana Bilal Shabeer Madani sahab, MashaAllah. And today's topic, Dawat Islami around the world, MashaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, it's a great honor that I'm selected and we all selected today to speak about Dawat Islami. Because, Alhamdulillah, once you study the Quran and Hadith, you realize a lot of many beautiful points. And amongst them is the point of gratitude. And Alhamdulillah, today one of the intentions of mentioning the points that we're going to mention on my part is because, and it's for this reason, to express gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty. And then secondly, another intention that I made is that so we can make the people who are unaware aware of the impact that Islam is having, not just in Pakistan, where it originated in 1981, but rather all across the globe. So Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is such an organization, Wasim bhai, that needs no introduction. It's like an open book. Anybody who wishes to know about Dawat Islami, he can find out the information, Alhamdulillah, from people or even while searching the internet as well. And Dawat Islami is that organization that the more you learn about it, the more you fall in love with it. The more you appreciate it. Because of the nature of Dawat Islami, and its principles that it stands by, which naturally incline the hearts of human beings towards itself. And for example, if we talk about Da'at Islami in the case of the welfare of the people, how it looks after people, and not only in terms of the world, but Da'at Islami is preaching the message of Islam, propagating the message of the Quran and Sunnah, which is not only going to benefit people in the world, but more importantly, in the hereafter. Sure. So this is why I'd like everybody, inshallah, today to really take part in this, listen, inshallah, and further, once you learn, and once you hear more about Da'at Islami, try your best to propagate the message of Da'at Islami. Because innately and naturally, when you propagate the message of Da'at Islami, you are propagating the message of Islam as well. Because Da'at Islami is that organization, and it's really one of those renowned, world-renowned organizations that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is carrying out the works of the deen for majority of the cases, fi sabilillah, free of cost. And inshallah today we're going to go into that detail. But Waseem bhai, we need to understand one point before mentioning about Da'at Islami all across the globe. And that is, Da'at Islami, why has it come about? First and foremost, we can understand from the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 104, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation, and let there be such a group amongst you that they invite towards good and command that which is virtuous and prohibit evil. And they are the ones who have attained success. So from this verse of the Holy Quran, first of all, we go to Tafsir Siratul Jinan. And under this blessed verse, this verse tells us that first and foremost, we come to learn from this verse, that it's not possible for every single Muslim to carry out this action of inviting people towards good and forbidding them from evil. And the reason why is because this matter requires the utmost attention, it requires knowledge, and people are also busy in many different aspects of their life. So it's not incumbent upon all to carry out this action. But then it goes on to say that there should be one group amongst the Muslims who calls people towards good, who invites them towards goodness, and who invites them towards goodness, good speech, and forbids them from evil. So they say that it is learned from this particular verse that in a general sense, it is fardh-e kifaya. It's a communal obligation, meaning to propagate the message of the deen. And there's many different forms of propagating the deen. You can author books if you are qualified, you can deliver lectures, and muballighin, Islamic preachers, delivering their speeches as well. You have also at a level, an individual level, where for example, maybe you can't go out into the world per se, but you can, on an individual effort, whoever you meet, your family members, you can invite them towards good. You can tell them about good things. You can remind them about the teachings of Islam and prevent them from evil when they go wrong as well. So when you discuss about this, then the reward as well is according to a person's sincerity. Then we move on to, there's different types of preaching. One type of preaching is, alhamdulillah, that we have the honor of doing, which is speech. Via qawl, via speech and conversation and talking. And the second, which is actually at times even more powerful in its effect, and that is just your actions. So you are preaching via your actions, and that is a more, at times it's a lot more powerful in its preaching and in terms of its effect on people. And then we hear furthermore that if we have the ability to stop a person from committing something wrong, then it is actually an individual obligation upon us to stop that person. If we have the ability to prevent that person from doing wrong, then it's an individual obligation upon me, upon the individual, to stop that particular person. And in that respect, there is a hadith sharif from narrated by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that when any one of you observes any evil, then he should prevent it and stop it with his hand. And if he is unable to do so, then he should do it via his tongue. And if he is unable to do that even, then in his heart he should deem it as bad. And this is the weakest level of faith in Sahih Muslim. So here, Waseem bhai, the point that I want to bring everyone back to is that Dawat Islami is playing this role today.
Awesome.
It is that organization, and it is that one. Remember, we must remember Dawat Islami is a single organization that's carrying out so much work across the globe. And Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat Islami is working over 80 departments in more than 100 countries, Alhamdulillah, preaching the message of Islam to the masses. And inshallah, later on, we're going to go on to what are those departments and how Dawat Islami is preserving Islamic knowledge, Islamic teaching, and how is it helping us individually as well as communally as well.
MashaAllah. A beautiful introduction by Abu Bilal Shabir Madani Sahib, MashaAllah, regarding Dawat Islami and exactly what the Quran says about a group amongst you that should invite towards righteousness. MashaAllah, if you look in today's day and age, one of the groups is, Alhamdulillah, working on a huge level is Dawat Islami. And another important point that Bilal Shabir mentioned is regarding Dawat Islami giving the platform to others to also preach and invite towards righteousness. Whether it's in your own home, whether you do a dars at home, for example, whether it's on a city level, whether it's on a country level, or whether it's in an international level, mashallah. And Alhamdulillah, we have got one brother with us, mashallah, who will go towards next, Abdul Hanan Bhai, who has traveled not only across the United Kingdom, but across the world, mashallah, in various countries. And Alhamdulillah, this platform has been given to him, but also this platform is also open to many, many others as well. So inshallah, Abdul Hanan Bhai, regarding your travel, inshallah, I would like to hear that experience. But today's topic is Dawat Islami around the world, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Waseem Bhai, no doubt, like our Bilal Shabir Madani, he mentioned regarding Dawat Islami being a great blessing, a great favor upon the Ummah. And alhamdulillah, when the title of the topic is Dawat Islami around the world, alhamdulillah. This itself is telling you that Dawat Islami is around the world. And my experience of traveling to many different countries, alhamdulillah, and seeing Dawat Islami working on the ground in them countries, in different departments, and it's there to rectify the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just want to come back to the starting of the organization itself. By Amir Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Sahab, Damat Mulkatum Laliya, our Sheikh, alhamdulillah, how this work started. And when they felt that there was a need of such an organization which will invite people towards goodness, when will forbid them from evil, when people were going off the tracks, people were going to all sorts of directions. So then Amir Sunnah Damat Mulkatum Laliya, he started the work from Karachi and started to, in different parts of Pakistan, traveling from one city to another, to another, to another. And then when the work spread throughout Pakistan, then brothers started to go to different countries where the works of Dawah started to go out to other countries. And alhamdulillah, one country to another, the surrounding countries, and then the further away countries, those who came into the environment of Dawat Islami and they came to the UK, and then the work started. I remember in the early days of the work in the UK, I came in the environment of Dawat Islami in that sort of time, and observing how Dawat Islami was working on the ground at that time, alhamdulillah, azawajal. I know I'm sitting with a lot of youngsters and I might be giving away a bit of age as well. And then sitting, alhamdulillah, with a palam of mashallah, young lads with me, alhamdulillah. But it's the experience what I've seen with Dawat Islami and how the works of Dawat Islami has been spreading. And same going to different countries and then alhamdulillah experiencing Dawat Islami being there already and the works of Dawat Islami are carried out them, alhamdulillah. This is unique. Waseem Bhai, this work of Dawat Islami, you know, it starts from the basic, you know, the works of Dawat Islami, you can say they start from the basics of understanding of the deen, the basic knowledge of deen, the basic understanding of the deen, those which are the basic parts of deen, and it goes on to from learning onto the Quran. Then, alhamdulillah, the same Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, azawajal, goes on to giving 3 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then giving 12 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The works of Dawat Islami then spread on to 30 days, a whole month, alhamdulillah, then 12 months, and then, alhamdulillah, this work of Dawat Islami, how it's spreading throughout the world. There are people who, there's you can say, istilahat, a terminology which is used in Dawat Islami, they are Waqf-e Madina, right? They have given their lives for Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, they day in, day out, their thinking, their mindset, their work,
it's involved in the works of Dawat Islami. This does not in any way mean that they have left their home, they have left their family, they have left their children, they've got nothing to do with anything, and they've just gone out for the deen. Meaning, their commitment for the deen is that much that alhamdulillah, they are ready to travel to any country, to any city, to any part of the world to spread the work of deen, alhamdulillah. They have presented themselves for this. Alhamdulillah, amongst them, we could see that alhamdulillah, Araikina Shura, the alhamdulillah, the senior brothers of Dawat Islami who are looking over Dawat Islami throughout the world, alhamdulillah, we have seen many of them have traveled. Some have gone to Bangladesh and they've spent 12 months in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, started the work. They then, some have gone to Nepal, some have gone to China, some have gone to Canada, America, etc. And like this, this is how the work of Dawat Islami has spread, alhamdulillah azawajal. So when we talk about Dawat Islami around the world, I just put a little picture in front that how this work spread, alhamdulillah, where Dawat Islami is, inshallah, we will talk about this, and different parts of the world where I've been to, and alhamdulillah, our Muballighin are going to, and you'll see like Rukne Shura or in Nigrane Shura when they're traveling, sometime they travel into one corner of the world, past New Zealand, Fiji.
Yeah.
Right at the other part of the world, and then you got America, Canada, and to this side, and then you know, different parts of the world in Dawat Islami is working, alhamdulillah.
Abdurrahman Abi, you know, you mentioned regarding the beginning of Dawat Islami back in 1981, and then also the beginning of the work in many, many countries as well, you've spoken about. But I think it's important to mention one important thing here, which is that, you know, at times, yes, there's hardship when you begin the work. But alhamdulillah, with Dawat Islami, the Faizan of Amir al-Sunnat, the Faizan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times when brothers are thinking to start work in a particular place, in other words, the work is ready to be started. In other words, you know, automatically things happen. And in other words, the foundation is ready laid for work to begin. You know, at times you're just thinking about it, you're in the planning phase, and such doors open. And I think that this is down to the sincerity of the brothers and the sisters of Dawat Islami, that they just think about starting the work or starting a department. And alhamdulillah, you can say that doors are opening as well automatically.
No doubt, Wasim bhai. You know, alhamdulillah, I remember an example. Once we were in a city out of Birmingham, and we knocked on one door to invite, and his brother came out and he had a big smile on his face. And he goes, you know, the strange thing is, when I came from Pakistan to the UK, I bought a book back with me. And for many years, that book has been on the shelf. And then today, I picked that book up just to read it. You brothers come knocking on the door. And he said, you know what that book was? That was Fazan-e Sunnah.
Mashallah.
That was the book written by the Sheikh, Amir-e Sunnah, Damat Mulkatim Lalia. He says, I picked that book up and look how you brothers come at my door to invite me towards this. And you know, he says, I bought that book when in many years it's just been on the shelf. Never looked at it, never read it. Today I just thought of picking it and look how it works. Alhamdulillah, this is the work of Dawah. When someone wants to take that step forward, doors open for you, alhamdulillah. Okay. Sometimes you might not even understand the languages of the people. You know, there's the incident a scholar mentioned regarding Dawat Islami. And he said he went in one part of Africa, and he was just in the middle of nowhere, probably a desert area, you can say. And he entered a little a place where they made it into a masjid. And he said, when I got there, when I entered inside, I seen that there were brothers of Dawat Islami who were teaching people about namaz, about the Quran, yet they didn't understand the language. They didn't understand the language of these people. They were doing by sign language. They were explaining them, look, wudu, this is how it's done, you know, and how you perform wudu in this age, the sign language of salah, how the faraiz, the wajibat, and they were doing this through the sign language. So alhamdulillah azawajal, you know, this is how the work of deen is spreading, alhamdulillah, the work of Dawat Islam is spreading. And he just gives you a glimpse of the lives of the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan. Because the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, they traveled, look, alhamdulillah, where from Makkatul Makkarma, from Madinatul Manawra, and look where the Sahaba's graves are today. The mazars of the Sahaba are throughout the world. You know, you go to Turkey, Istanbul, you find Sayyidina Ayyub Ansari. You go to Sham, you find the mazar of the Sahaba. You go to Yemen, you find the mazar. Many other parts of the world. So the Sahaba, alayhi ridwan, they left their homes, they left their homeland, and they traveled to different parts of the world to spread the deen. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is carrying out that same task.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Beautiful introduction given by Abdul Hanan bhai, and some interesting stories of regarding how the work of Dawat Islami is continuing and how this message is, mashallah, being spread. And mashallah, we have Harun Bhai, mashallah, with us, Harun Bhai, regarding today's topic.
No doubt, Dawat Islami is, alhamdulillah, day by day, spreading, growing, and developing. And like you touched upon earlier, you know, sometimes with Nishir Abdul Habiba, to give an idea, he goes, of how established Dawat Islami is, alhamdulillah. He says, if you start where the sun first rises, and that is Fiji, that's one side of the world, right? And if you go to the right or the other side of the world, you'll find a city in Canada called Calgary. That's, you could say, one of the most furthest areas of the world. So you have from the east to the west or vice versa. And then if you go towards the north, you will find Scandinavia, Finland, Norway, these sides. That's one of the most northern areas of the world. And then toward the south, you have South Africa. It's not the most, but one of the most in the southern areas of the world. Yes. Because if you take just these four points of the world, alhamdulillah, today you will find Dawat Islami's work in these four points. And, you know, alhamdulillah, like you mentioned, there's certain brothers who have traveled to countless countries. They've traveled to more countries than we can probably name. Alhamdulillah. And this just goes to show the extent, and you know, this is not just us saying it, by the way. You will hear this being endorsed and you could say also mentioned by Sunni ulama and other muhib and shakani rasul as well, inshallah, that the work of Dawat Islami, you will find it not just as, you know, people saying it, but actually you go to these places and you will find brothers in the mawashif, you will find dars happening in the masajid, you will find madni kafirs traveling, etc. So alhamdulillah, you could say that really and truly the fazana from Ahlus Sunnah, the fazana of Dawat Islami has spread all over the world. And you know, mashallah, again, I think Rukni Shura and Grand Shura, they mentioned that right now is the golden era, you know, the peak era of Dawat Islami. And it's at its peak. And you know, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to grant it success and allows us to be steadfast within this beautiful environment. But I want to go back to a very basic point we've seen by that. What is it that makes Dawat Islami, you could say, successful? Or if you come back to the very fundamental roots of Dawat Islami, what is its purpose or, you know, the key agenda? And you could say, if you were to summarize it in a nutshell, it is to save the iman of the Muslims around the world. And that's why Ahlus Sunnah, when he put it beautifully in his motto, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah. So in this, it's, you could say, you enclose a lot of things within this one statement. And when people relate with the statement and, you know, they try to implement it within themselves and their families, this is when you see, alhamdulillah, automatically the work of Dawat Islami growing, spreading faster and faster by the day. And if you look at, obviously, when Dawat Islami started, you know, in the early days, 1981, it was Amir al-Sunnat who, you know, used to go door to door into the masajid, inviting people and stuff. And that was the very basics, right? You used to have dars, you used to have other activities. But like I said, you know, Dawat Islami is in its peak now. So if we just look at a few things, just one or two things of what Dawat Islami is actually doing at this moment and how it almost differentiates itself and what makes it stand out from many other organizations, well, is that let's take the example of Darul Madina, right? Dawat Islami and alhamdulillah, our elders, they recognized a need for our young generation, our up-and-coming, you know, children, basically, for their imams to be saved. Because obviously, if you try to safeguard the imam from a young age, that is when they'll be able to grow into an environment where, you know, they have Islamic mindset and an upbringing as such. So Darul Madina, this was pushed. And alhamdulillah, now we find that these schooling systems are spread not just in Pakistan, but again all over the world. Then if you look at things like the cartoons, Ghulam Rasool, right? Sure. But, you know, you don't find many other organizations as such focusing on such things. Or even if it is, it's maybe a one-off. But you'll find the vision of Dawat Islami is that we must try to exert our efforts in all those things which are up and coming and those which people are relating to. You know, nowadays we live in an age where things are moving really fast. Technology is advancing really fast. The media, you know, no one really watches TV as much anymore. It's all about social media. So So if you look at in that sense as well, Daslami, you know, is leading with its social media presence and you know, making all these clips and publication, etc. And then like this, you have many other departments like the education department and the IT department, etc., developing all these apps. Again, if we come back to the very core of it, what's the purpose? To save the iman of people. And Amir Lasunti beautifully puts it that what is Dawah Islami? It is Iman Bachao Tahriq. It is the movement to save the imans of people, to fill the masajid, to make people realize their actual purpose. Right? You know, people, unfortunately, we live in a time where people have long lost their identities. They've, you know, strayed away from what they actually need to be doing. And Dawah Islami is trying to do its best in whichever way possible to bring people back to the straight path. And like this, alhamdulillah, in doing so, in just the last odd 40 years or so, it has spread amongst countless countries of the world. And I kid you not, when I say that Dawah Islami has reached places where we may not even heard of the name of the place. Mm. And you know, there's one thing where, you know, you're living in a remote place, but you know, even people who go out and, you know, travel the world, etc., even they are sometimes surprised that, you know, I went to so-and-so place and I found Dawah Islami there, etc., etc. And alhamdulillah, we get to see this in certain moments, like recently in Karachi, in the headquarters, there was a seven-day training session for brothers from around the world. And, you know, we saw brothers there that you would never otherwise imagine in such a place. But what brought them there, what collated them there? Dawah Islami. And, you know, the Fezan of Dawah Islami again.
52 countries, I believe.
52 countries. And, you know, this is just where brothers physically came from. If we talk about where the message has digitally spread to, then it's many more times than this as well. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, like again, the work of Dawah Islami is always progressing. And we heard this time and time again as well, that Dawah Islami has never, ever gone backwards. And, you know, we pray that it continues to stay this way as well.
Inshallah. Mashallah. Beautiful points by Harun bhai. But Maulana Bilal Shabib Madni, so one thing that will come to you with, inshallah, that it comes down to sincerity. One man. All it was is one man, I want to do something for the deen. But with Amirul Sunnah, I think most importantly, that when Dawat Islami began, alhamdulillah, people seen him then. But even before Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, he was on the ground, leading namaz, giving dars, inviting towards righteousness, forbidding evil. So this was right from the start. So this is one man's sincerity, and this people today ask, what could one man do? What could one Imam Sahib do? My local Imam Sahib, why is he doing? What can you do? But this shows us that one Imam of a masjid, the impact that he can cause, that not only his city, not only his country, not only his continent, but throughout the whole world, mashallah, today Dawat Islami has reached, mashallah. So this is all that sincerity, that working for the deen, having passion for the deen, and that's the impact that it will have, inshallah.
From Pakistan, he was actually in Holland, I believe.
Holland, yes.
Yes. And I remember going to Holland about 20 years ago, alhamdulillah. And that was on a Madani Kafla of Dawat Islam for 10 days. So you can imagine, alhamdulillah, 20 years ago, in a place like Holland, alhamdulillah, and this is why you have kalams coming out of that place, that they were Madani Kaflas traveling to places like that, alhamdulillah. One of the things I want to touch upon, mashallah, before Bilal Madani mentions that, I remember when work started in the UK in the early days, no one amongst us had seen Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barkat Mulalia. They heard of Ameer-e-Sunnat. They were listening to the speeches of Ameer-e-Sunnat. In the back in the days, there were cassette players and people would listen to the speech of Ameer-e-Sunnat. And there probably one odd person who had actually seen Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barkat Mulalia at that time. And the person came to UK and he started to start the works of Dawood Islami here. And like this, other brothers attached themselves to this beautiful environment. And then all of us, alhamdulillah, throughout UK, different cities. I remember we used to be traveling on Madani Kaflas to Bradford, to London, to different parts of UK, alhamdulillah, where Madani Kaflas and Ijtimas were taking place. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, but the amazing thing was, no one had actually seen Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barkat Mulalia. The only people who had actually seen Ameer-e-Sunnat Damat Barkat Mulalia in them times were those who seen them in the dream. Mm. Many people were blessed to see Ameer-e-Sunnat in the dream. And upon, you know, when they were doing a good action, for example, when they were spreading the works of Deen, Ameer-e-Sunnat were coming in the dream and, you know, thanking them for it, or, you know, appreciating that they'd done this work, alhamdulillah. Many brothers have mentioned this, that they started Dars and Ameer-e-Sunnat came into the dream. Alhamdulillah, that you have started Dars and Ameer-e-Sunnat met them and, you know, appreciated what they did. So this is how the work, you know, spreading, alhamdulillah, with Dawood Islami throughout the world, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. And that shows the impact as well. That there's one, you see someone, then you follow them, but there's one that all you're doing is listening to his voice. But alhamdulillah, here's the wajid, you're spreading the work of Dawood Islami. That's absolutely phenomenal. Jibilal bhai, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, this is amazing. And alhamdulillah, one of the main reasons why Ameer-e-Sunnat is, alhamdulillah, so profound is, like you mentioned, sincerity. Another point that we need to link onto this is the attachment to the correct creed of Islam,
mashallah.
The creed of the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the Faizan of the love of the Sahaba, the love of the Ahl Bayt in one hand and in the left hand, in both hands. We also have the love and the attachment of the Awliya of Islam. This is very, very important, and it's Ameer-e-Sunnat has, by doing so and holding onto the teachings of our pious predecessors and maintaining the Aqeedah and the teaching, more importantly, of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This is also something that we have to keep in mind, that the awliya, when their blessings are coming down onto you, when they are descending their focus on you, then this also has a very powerful impact as well. And there's a point I'd like to highlight here, where so I may have made an error in my sentence. I was thinking about what I said before. It is obligatory upon every Muslim to, according to their ability, invite people towards good or forbid them from evil. I think the point I tried to mention, I said it incorrectly, but the point is that everybody, according to istitaat, according to their ability, must, and it's necessary, it's obligatory upon them to propagate the message of Islam. What I meant to say was that it's not possible for all of the Muslims to all focus on this one task and leave everything else. But this is why it is necessary upon all individuals, according to their istitaat, according to their family, according to their ability, to do and propagate the message of Islam. And we learn this from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also alluding to this, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse, in as cited in Sahih Bukhari. And Abdul Hanan bhai, I want, alhamdulillah, now to go on to how Dawood Islami is all across the globe. And in many different formats, because we started off by mentioning, alhamdulillah, you know, at Darul Madinah and mashallah, brother's own experience. And that's very unique. Like what Abdul Hanan bhai mentioned in particular in regards to how Dawood Islami was when nobody saw Ameer Ahl Sunnat. And now how people are after seeing Ameer Ahl Sunnat. And this is something that we need to also keep in mind as well, that the progress of Dawood Islami. Dawood Islami has, alhamdulillah, never taken a step back. Mm. It's always seen that it's progressing, you know, no matter the increase, or, you know, the change in the fashion or how people are affected by the world today. You see that Dawood Islami, alhamdulillah, has a steadfast growth in its propagation of the deen. And I wanted to start off by speaking about one department of Dawood Islami, which is also known as the Ulama Production Department. Mashallah. And that is Jamiatul Madinah. And Ameer Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawood Islami, realized, alhamdulillah, that there was a need for ulama of the deen to be produced. Because the time that they were living in, and the time that we are in now, there is a lot of lack of knowledge. And that mindset to now, we need to establish Islamic universities where we are teaching the long and upheld way of studying the deen, which was the Dars-e-Nizami syllabus. And Alhamdulillah, by Amil Sunnat Faizan, Jamiatul Madina came into its first batch. And Alhamdulillah, they are actually teachers who are in the UK, who were from the first batch of graduates of Jamiatul Madina. And this is the Faizan of Amil Sunnat, that now, even though they were from Pakistan, these Islamic brothers, Ulama of the Deen, they left their home, completely left their home, gone to a different country, and staying there and now preaching the Deen. And like this, Abdul Hanan highlighted earlier, that there are brothers who left Pakistan, went temporarily for some time. But there are even some brothers, even today, who left from the UK, who left from Pakistan, and who have gone to settle in other countries with their families. Why? So that the message of Islam can continue.
One clear example is one of the brothers who comes on Madini channel, Shabazz, by
I believe
he's in Australia. Australia, mashallah, and he's established a Jamiat Madina there, which he's teaching as well, mashallah.
And alhamdulillah, I had the honor of studying under them in Dawrat al-Hadith, the final year. So Ustad Shabazz, alhamdulillah, they made that sacrifice, isn't it? And I think one thing we tried to highlight before, and we were puzzled, that well, how is it that Allah Almighty helps the people who do the work of the deen? I don't think we understand that. I don't think the public generally understand the magnitude of the mission that you step foot on when you become a muballigh of the deen. You don't understand. This is that same mission that Allah sent His prophets onto earth for. So why wouldn't Allah Almighty help such a person in his worldly affairs, in his religious affairs, in his familial affairs, financial affairs? Allah Almighty is definitely going to help that person because he is maintaining, rather propagating, the name of Allah Almighty and the true message and purpose why we've come onto this world, to recognize Allah. So no doubt we will definitely be supported by Allah Almighty. And then when we move on to the department of Jamiatul Madina, these numbers are also an approximation, and they were from last year, 2023, January. So no doubt there would have been an increase now. So in Jamiatul Madina, just looking at how Da'at Islami is spread across the globe and how it's affected people globally, Da'at Islami has established 1,319 branches, this date again from January 2023, across the globe. This is both in Pakistan and adding overseas, how many Jamiatul Madina branches we have established. And then further, how many students are currently studying? 107,000 students, male and female, are studying the Alim course, the official Darsul Nizami syllabus, under Da'at Islami, free of cost, free education. And alhamdulillah, for many locations, there is free residency as well. Mashallah. And there is food that's provided.
Mashallah.
And there is comfort. There is all of this that, you know, people need today.
Mashallah.
You know, and in the past, you know, alhamdulillah, it's a great honor that we actually sat in the company of such ulama who were in the first batch of Da'wat Islami Jamiatul Madina. Because they told us how difficult it was, that it's not easy to seek ilmadeen. But now how Da'wat Islami made it so easy and comfortable for us to seek the deen. And if you just go on to how many, alhamdulillah, approximately 20,000 brothers and sisters have completed the Darsul Nizami syllabus with Da'wat Islami. But now the point that we need to understand all across the globe, okay, where? Alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami's Jamiatul Madina branches, besides Pakistan, UK, USA, India, Nepal, Kenya, Bangladesh, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Mozambique, Spain, Italy, Hong Kong, Canada, Malawi, Mauritius, Uganda, all of these different countries, and maybe I missed out some as well. These are just a few of the countries where Da'at Islami has gone all across the globe in this aspect of spreading Islamic knowledge to the masses. And we all know that without ilm-e-deen, if you try to go and perform any act of worship, you will cause more harm and destruction to yourself rather than thinking you are benefiting. So knowledge of the religion is very important. And this is just one aspect, Jamiatul Madina.
Mashallah.
Otherwise, we can sit here and list many.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, you know, documentaries have been provided.
Mashallah.
And even those, first of all, they were quite lengthy, weren't they? 40 minutes long. But then they realized that it needs to be shorter and people can't stay for 40 minutes.
Even the 40 minutes.
Even the 40 minutes was not even, didn't do it true justice.
Right.
It just tried to give the public an understanding of how Da'at Islami is working. You know, and then they reduced also the amount of time for that specific documentary. If we move on to another aspect of Islamic knowledge, it is the Madrasatul Madina, where Amil al-Sunnat once again and the brothers of Da'at Islami now caring for not only, like we said, Darul Madina, the young children or the teenagers slash adults, but now the gap in between, those who go to high school or primary school, what about that age? And then moving on to secondary school, that very important age in the human, for the male and female. It's a very important time. So Madrasatul Madina was also set up, and now alhamdulillah, just from January 2023 approximately, over 6,478 different branches of Madrasatul Madina all across the world. So I'm just mentioning this so you can actually understand. Many brothers and sisters probably don't understand the impact of Da'at Islami, not just in their country, but it's all across the globe. So when Da'at Islami has many different, once a year, you know, there is a fundraising campaign. Mm. People need to understand why there is a huge need and a demand. So for example, how many students are currently studying? It's mentioned approximately 288,000, yes, are studying for free. How many Hufaz have been produced? Approximately more than 101,000 Hufaz Ikiram. Those who have memorized the Quran, over 101,000. That is a huge feat in of itself. How many have completed the Madani Qaida and the Nazira, being able to look at the Quran and recite it? 338,000 youngsters, teenagers and children have been blessed to now they're able to recite the Quran. And alhamdulillah, this work is continuing. We're not saying this and saying it's going to end. Alhamdulillah, may Allah allow it to further continue. And let's mention a few countries all around the world, Da'at Islami. Where are you? UK, USA, Indonesia, Kenya, once again Hong Kong, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Bahrain, Australia, India, Sudan, Spain, Mauritius, Mozambique, Norway, Malawi, Oman, Sri Lanka. All of these different countries, I've just tried to, a little bit of research that I did, even that is not doing it justice.
Again, the same word I mentioned is briefly.
Briefly as well. And alhamdulillah, the point I'm mentioning this, first of all, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. And as for the favors of your Lord, you should proclaim them well. The word fahaddith gives the meaning of abundance. You should proclaim well in abundance the favors of Allah Almighty. And also to make us aware that how much now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, are we affiliated with Da'at Islami? How much are we supporting Da'at Islami? And inshallah, later on, brothers can go on to this topic. I have information on this as well. But in terms of FGRF, brothers are doing work for of the deen, you know, especially in this department. Our own, mashallah, honorable host, Sayyid Fuzail Raza Attari, left the UK. They're sacrificing time to come on Madani Channel to help people on ground level. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is not hidden from the world. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, we have so many different departments. Inshallah, ahead, we're going to go speak on the social media aspect of Da'at Islami. We have our honorable Haroon Bhai as well, who is, mashallah, looking over this, and he's also dealing with this first hand. So I want everybody, inshallah, to kind of understand that Da'at Islami is doing its best, especially on the social media range. So then how many of us are spreading those pages? How many of the people are helping Da'at Islami's message reach across the globe as well?
Like Bilal Bhai mentioned, that Da'at Islami is huge on a huge level. One important point that I'd just like to mention before we go to the package of the day, inshallah, is he mentioned Jamiat al-Madina. Now with Jamiat al-Madina, he mentioned that brothers and sisters are studying with Da'at Islami. Because there's this concern across the world at this moment in time, what are you doing for women's education? What are you doing? MashaAllah, you can say that 50% of the students that he mentioned are females, alhamdulillah. And what Da'wat Islami is doing across the UK and across the world at this moment in time is opening up centers dedicated for women's education. Here, where we currently are in Birmingham, Da'wat Islami currently has three centers that are dedicated for women's education. So one of them is the Jamiat Madina for sisters. Then you got other centers that are currently being opened just dedicated for sisters. So a place that they can go to, they can study, the small girls can study, but at the same time, during the day, our adult sisters, they can go and they can go and study as well. And mashallah, Da'wat Islami is not only making the brothers and sisters study, but like mashallah, many of our students who graduate, alhamdulillah, you can say that a job is guaranteed, alhamdulillah. You can say majority of those that graduate with Da'wat Islami, a job is given within the organization as well, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, a lot to say, inshallah azawajal. But before we continue, inshallah azawajal, our package of the day is ready. We'll now go towards the package of the day, inshallah.
In everyday life, we're faced with trials and tribulations. There are certain things that happen that we perhaps don't like, and these things play in our minds. And one very, very effective technique that the scholars have given us, which helps you to deal with things, is to write things down. Now imagine a blank sheet of paper with lines all over, scribbled all over. These are your thought processes, and after a bit, it becomes impossible to decipher and everything's intertwined. And what the scholars write is this, that if you sit down, you get a piece of paper and you start to write down your problems. So you write down problem with, for example, your children and how to deal with it. Problem with your spouse and what action plan you have. Problem with your finances, problem with work. Write everything down. Straight away, you will start to feel relaxed. Why? Because mentally now, your brain is thinking, well, it's all there, I'm not going to forget anything. And also at the same time, because you've provided some sort of solution, even though it may not be the perfect solution, even though it may not work, at least you've put something down on paper. And this is a technique that many have used. And over time, do this day in, day out. Write the things you need to do down, write the problems down, write the calamities down, and then look at ways of solving it. When you go to bed, your brain will be much more relaxed. Why? Because you've got it there on paper. It's not something you're going to forget about, and you've tried to solve it. And the brain then organizes information. And then try to get to bed early. But before you do, with your Isha Salah, read 2 rakat, Salatul Tawbah, and ask for forgiveness for all your sins. And when you make dua in the court of Allah, whatever problems you have, it could be anything, place it in the court of Allah by saying, Ya Allah, I don't have the strength to deal with this problem. I don't have the means to deal with this problem. I don't have the ability to deal with this problem. But Malik, you are the Almighty. Ya Allah, for the sake of your beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please solve this problem. Now that prayer, sincere and humble prayer and supplication in the court of Allah will automatically and immediately relax you. So 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah, followed by this dua and writing everything down. Practice that every day if you're suffering from anxiety and depression. And watch, within a few days, you will start to feel much better. And remember that the effects of depression are not just in your mind, in your emotion, mental, but they are physical. And the physical impact is so great that it can have devastating effects on your life. Ask yourself, is it really worth it? And think, the only real, long-term, sustainable solution to this problem is Salah, Quran, and acting upon the beautiful deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, that was the package of today, and now we'll go towards our next segment, which is Guess the Word.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji Bilal bhai.
A.
Next.
I.
No I.
N.
N. No N.
S.
No S.
E. E.
Yes, it's E. Sorry, there's one more. Again, it's I keep saying every week, but it's been discussed a lot today. Just FYI.
T.
No T. Sorry, just that one's supposed to be there.
He's messing up things today.
I'm messing up today.
Subhanallah. Allah.
G?
No G.
M.
No M. Nibelan.
D.
No D.
L.
P. H.
I think he goes.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes
all over the place today.
What's
he put
no,
down?
No, no, no.
No, C. No, C.
You gave him the last.
I didn't say C.
I said H.
He knows where we're going anyway. His last one.
R.
Preacher, mashallah. Let's give him to the next one, inshallah.
He's just giving you all away.
He was there.
Feeling generous today.
He was there anyway, inshallah. Next one. G. Harun bhai. E.
S.
No, it's Razif.
A.
Are we waiting S for?
Because you got it wrong in it.
No, so no, it wasn't my turn.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You got A in it, so.
It's being generous on one side and on the other side it's being so strict, don't understand.
You will not break.
You?
No, you.
I did done.
No, no, I'll give you the generosity in trouble.
No. B?
No, B. Yeah, Romay.
N.
N.
I. M.
Romay's got both of them today. Hey.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Madani, Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Dawat Islami has a huge connection with Medina, Alhamdulillah. And many of our departments have got a connection with Medina and Munawwara, MashaAllah. Final one for today, inshallah. Adana bhai, inshallah.
R?
No.
O.
S. Nice. For a moment, I think you're going to get the hat trick today. You will have
a master. Nice. You?
No, you. It's got a connection with Dawat Islami in one aspect. We've said this word several times today as well.
W?
No, W. I know where you're looking at. Yeah.
G.
Looks like you've got it again.
B. B.
B. And L. Alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami spread this message throughout the world, mashallah. Inshallah, next is the puzzle of today, inshallah, and then we'll go towards our further segment, inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Harumai, some kalams, inshallah, and then we go back to the panel.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تيري صدقي في عقا سار جهاك دين منا بدينون كلمة پڑھا
So the final Madni pearls would be that this action that Dawat Islami is undertaking, that's something that is to be found in all of this jazba, this passion should be found in all of us. Okay, Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, has helped in this regard by also producing literature on the topic of the call to righteousness. Okay, there's an entire book which is like an encyclopedia on this topic. There's also a short book I just came across called The Excellence of Calling Towards Righteousness. And in this book, he actually goes into a bit of detail on also the conditions of calling to righteousness. It's not the case that everyone can go out and preach to the people, in the sense of you have to be able, you have to be a Muslim, you have to also look at the situation around you. So meaning the outer da'wah, as we say, the call to righteousness. And this is something very, very important, that a person must also first of all have knowledge. And if we discuss about Da'wat Islami is not only calling people towards righteousness, but it's also producing those avenues or those types of people that are going to continue the work forward as well. And also trying to make sure that they do it in the correct manner. For example, the ulama of the deen, the students of Islamic knowledge, muballighin. And also, alhamdulillah, if you look at how Da'wat Islami has reached across the globe, and no doubt a huge aspect is via the Madani Qafilas, people making that sacrifice. But by using, you know, the technology of today, and by using it in a positive manner, Da'wat Islami has helped the Muslims around the globe. For example, we have Madani Channel. Firstly, this was introduced quite some time after Da'wat Islami initially started. I believe in the 2000s, it came about. So already for about 20 years, Da'wat Islami, you can say all of the graft, all of the actual hard aspect was done in the beginning. And with the help of social media, it made things easier. And this is exactly how Amir al-Sunnah, you know, understands the need of the time as well. And like Harun Bhai mentioned right in the beginning, if people were listening, he mentioned that today, you know, it's an era of technology. And Da'wat Islami didn't just leave the technology to one side and stay on its mode, but rather taking, first of all, the advice from the Muftiyani Kiram of Da'wat Islami, of the Ulama of the Deen, and then going forward with this. And alhamdulillah, you see Da'wat Islami's Madani channel in the Urdu language, in the English language, as well as in the Bangla language as well. Three different channels, and even on social media platforms, Da'wat Islami has an Arabic channel as well. So this is a way Da'wat Islami is reaching across the globe. And this is something that we need to realize as well. We can help Da'wat Islami by those official accounts of Da'wat Islami. Try your best to forward them and spread them to other people as well. So many millions of people are benefiting. And if there's someone still out there who is unaware, then alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami still has these official accounts. And I would suggest that you follow them if you are on social media, if you have these accounts. And if you do not have those accounts, then mashallah, that is good. But alhamdulillah, try your best to put on Madani channel within your home, or try your best to watch Madani channel. Because Madani channel is that electronic muballigh where there are no, alhamdulillah, music involved. There are no advertisements. There are no women as well involved in front of the people. And this is very important for the propagation of the deen, as these are matters that must be mentioned and clearly stated. So Da'wat Islami is helping us and protecting us in this time. But this is something that we need to continue forward as well. Be a part of Da'wat Islami. Let's not just look at Da'wat Islami from our home, but rather come out as well, morally support us, be a part of us. You know, the manpower is very, very important. Da'wat Islami has so many works, mashallah, senior brothers here, they know far better than I do about the avenues and the different places Da'wat Islami is trying to reach. But because of, you know, shortages in many different ways, either financial or the correct skilled individuals, you know, those things are kept on hold right now. So try your best to be a means, a positive influence on the world, a positive effect, because many people have social media accounts. You know, social media is something that's spread across the world today. Everybody is affected by it. So why not create a huge, you know, tidal wave of positive effect upon the whole world, not only Muslims, but show a positive face to the world and show the true image and message of Islam as well.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Some amazing Madani prayers from Bilal Bhai, MashaAllah. And before we go on to the next brother, I'd just like to mention here as well that the official pages of Da'wat Islami on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, try to follow these, inshallah. Try to get regular updates from these, inshallah. And YouTube, mashallah, Da'wat Islami has various channels, mashallah. Keep updated with these, inshallah. They will save you from sins and encourage you to do good as well. But another quick point that I would like to mention regarding the digital side that you're mentioning is the cartoons of Da'wat Islami. Again, there was a huge need that, you know, we can't stop our children watching cartoons. So this is why Da'wat Islami created their own cartoons, mashallah. And Abdul Hanan Bhai, I'll come on to you next. I was absolutely amazed. You know, honestly, the viewership of these cartoons, are just a few of them I was watching and looking at the viewership, 100 million, 98 million, 75 million, 80 million views just on one cartoon. What does this show us? This shows us that Dawat-e-Islami is producing high quality programs, high quality cartoons, and this is why this viewership is being gained. And why isn't this cartoon? Alhamdulillah, simple things like how to give salam, how to follow the sunnah, how to respect others, meaning that the basics, alhamdulillah, are being taught in such a way, in another way that was mentioned, a colorful way to encourage the children to keep watching as well, mashallah. Your experience with cartoons as well, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, you know, it's good that you've been mentioning about the social media side, but the social media was seen by that side of work of Dawat Islami is there for places where work is not been reached, or like for example, alhamdulillah, we got, like you're talking about the cartoons, we have alhamdulillah over 100 centers just in the UK, right? The work and many other parts of the world, we have centers everywhere, so people can approach very easily to the works of Dawat Islami. You can able to find some works of Dawat Islami in your country, somewhere or another, in your city, somewhere or another, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And if you can't, then alhamdulillah the social media side is there. But the main thing is Waseem bhai, Dawat Islami has spread to these places, alhamdulillah. This is like a backup plan, you can say. The actual thing is, alhamdulillah, what we try to do is have these children coming to us face to face, learning the deen, alhamdulillah, practicing the deen and teaching them. And then, alhamdulillah, this is that education which they can get. It's like a homework. They can do something on the side. Alhamdulillah, similar thing, alhamdulillah, which you know, cannot be hidden. The works of Dawat Islami is the works of Islamic sisters, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Like the way the brothers are working throughout the world, alhamdulillah, the Islamic sisters are also working throughout the world, in many countries of the world, alhamdulillah, in many different departments, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Sisters are also there as professional side of work, alhamdulillah, in many departments, alhamdulillah. Sisters are going forward and bringing this work of deen forward, alhamdulillah. So everyone's playing a part. And the message for the views of Madani Channel is, what part are you playing for this beautiful organization which is spreading the work of deen throughout the world, alhamdulillah? You can come forward, inshallah, azza wa jal, give your time, give your commitment towards the deen, inshallah, whatever suits you, wherever you can help out, alhamdulillah, in the works of deen. Even those places where normally we cannot enter, or we cannot go, you know, when you talk about, Waseem bhai, the works of deen throughout the world, and but I'm talking about them places which normally you can't go. You can't go to, I'm talking about prisons, people who are locked up behind bars. Dawat Islami even goes to them people and invites them towards goodness as well. So you can understand from this, alhamdulillah, how Dawat Islami is.
Mashallah, mashallah. Some amazing Madani words. I would like to discuss them in detail, but unfortunately we don't have time. Harun bhai, your final words, and then inshallah.
You know, Dawat Islami is a very big blessing for us in this day and age. Mm-hmm. Appreciate this blessing. And in whatever capacity you are able to attach yourself, mashallah, and your children, because you know, we are told in the Quran as well, but save yourselves and your families from the hellfire. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is trying in every single way. Let me just give you a small example of all the different avenues of, you know, education. If you aren't available for full-time jamia, you have part-time jamia, right? If you aren't available for part-time jamia, you have online jamia, mm-hmm, right? If you don't have time for that as well, you have courses of all different kinds, not in just Urdu, not just in English, but in many languages. And this alhamdulillah will be taught to you according to your availability, any time that suits you. Mm. So alhamdulillah, you know, it's all there for us on a plate. It's just for us to take that step, to take that initiative, to take that and benefit from these. So, you know, we do dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants more success to Dawat Islami, mm-hmm, and grants us steadfastness within this beautiful environment.
MashaAllah. And I think the point that Harun bhai mentioned is the time of your availability. So, you know, these courses that are happening online, just yesterday, Abdullah, maybe when one particular meeting, and one brother, we were talking to him afterwards, and he mentioned that I heard about the online courses. Every single day now I've registered, I'm available at 6:30 every morning just before I go to work. And mashallah, he's enrolled for the courses and he's starting from tomorrow as well. So this is a message that I would like to give, that any time of the day you are available, try to do a course online from Dawat Islami's website, inshallah. And at the same time, like Harun bhai mentioned, whatever your capacity is, you can give 30 minutes a week, you can give 1 hour a week. Speak to your local representative of Dawat Islami, get in contact with us, inshallah, and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll be able to give time to your deen, inshallah azza wa jal. Finally, we'll go towards the answer for today. So the puzzle of today, inshallah, to teach. One final message that I would like to give from what has been discussed today, that with Dawat Islami, one amazing point of Dawat Islami is that 24/7, meaning that there won't be a minute of the day that the work of Dawat Islami is not happening. Because like we've been talking about Dawat Islami around the world, right now, in other words, the brothers in South Africa may be working. In a couple of hours, the brothers in Pakistan will be waking up, the sisters, inshallah, the work is happening there. This is the beauty of Dawat Islami, that every single minute of the day, somewhere in the world, the work of Dawat Islami is happening. So one request I have is regarding engaging with Dawat Islami, supporting Dawat Islami with your time. But one final message that I would like to give is, like Bilal Bhai mentioned earlier on, the majority of the works of Dawat Islami are free of charge. The education, the food, etc., all this is free of charge. Even Madini Channel, this is free of charge. So where you're going to support Dawat Islami with your time, also support Dawat Islami financially, inshallah, azawajal. So this work will continue, inshallah, azawajal. That was another episode of Path to Success, inshallah. Keep watching Madini Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path